let's do that hockey.
Well, it can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only...
The one and only Anthony Milani.
I said I was you.
Got me on your mind.
I am the one and only Vinny Milani alongside Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Fantastic. It's a midweek recording session here in the evening time. We actually got a couple of games on we're watching.
Let me finish. Okay. Whoa,
I got the Jets and the Leafs. I'm keeping up with the Capitals and the Flyers. It's a little fun night of talking hockey while watching hockey.
It's a good combo.
I was gonna say,
should we let the fans get this episode early, or should we release it on our normal Saturday time? Are we gonna release it early for everyone?
I mean, when you say normal Saturday time, half the time we don't even do that.
Yeah.
Let's let it go.
Okay. All right. We'll just roll with it.
That way, everyone can listen to it on the way to work.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're not.
Honestly, when I listen to podcasts is in the morning on the way to work, and in the evening on the way home from work.
Either way, whenever you're listening to this podcast, we're hoping you enjoy it. We have a great show ahead of us. We've got start, sits, call-ups. We've got news and notes. We've got Anthony's setup of the week. And we've got a draft today. We're drafting our own personal all-star teams for the 2019-2020 season. So with all of that coming up, we're going to get into our start, sits, call-ups. But before we get into our start, sits, call-ups, I want to remind everyone to not forget to follow us on social media at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Anthony, I wanted to congratulate you on the show because we just reached 200 followers on Twitter. I don't know if that's something to be – is that something to be proud of, or is that
– Well, I mean, it isn't. It is for us. I think in the grand scheme of things, it's not. But for us, yeah,
it's special. It's special for us because we earn our fans, we earn our listeners,
we grind,
and we grind it out. And I do want to thank everyone for following the show. Your support means the world to us. Thank you so much for everything everyone does for the show. We had our logo thing happen this week. We had our logo contest.
That was pretty big.
Fans were all over that. We had quite a few retweets,
which was nice.
Yes, it was great. We're gonna post the new logo of the show this week, so be on the lookout for that. But without further ado, Anthony, let's get into our starts, our sits, and our call-ups. Anthony, where are you going first?
Just to wild card it, I'll go with my sit.
Wild card.
Yeah. I'm going to sit the Nashville Predators here. Big time sit for the Nashville Predators, the whole organization, firing my boy, Peter Laviolette.
Your boy.
And then hiring John Hines. I think that's an absolute downgrade. And then they come out and they get blasted their first game with him. Nothing's changing over there. And they're going to let Laviolette go to another team because he's going to get another job. He's a great coach.
You know, I thought about that. I was like thinking to myself.
Better hope he doesn't go to someone in the division.
Well, no. I'm thinking to myself, though, Laviolette, he hasn't been a winner, though. He didn't win in Philly, and he didn't win in Smashville. And I would say he had a lot of talent in Smashville. Would you not agree with that? Do you think he had a lot of talent in Nashville?
I mean,
he made the Cup Finals with him. He took them to the Cup.
No,
he also took Philly to the Cup.
I hear what you're saying.
But, I mean, I was on your side of this when it first came up. When I saw the news of Laviolette getting fired, I was like, man, that they just let him go, and I really hope the Rangers get him next.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I don't like that they fired him, although you made some good points. But replacing him with a guy like John Hines, who to me is an obvious downgrade, unless they know something we don't know about John Hines' coaching career, it's an obvious downgrade, and I think they're gonna miss Laviolette. I think the players are gonna miss Laviolette.
That right there is why I would sit it, is because you replace a guy like Laviolette with a guy like Hines. And you know what's funny is our boy Kevin Weeks, he tweeted after the Laviolette firing, he said be on the lookout for Hines to be the next coach very soon. Something was going on behind the scenes that Nashville thought this needed to happen, and Hines was their guy, and they were like, because they didn't even go the interim route. They didn't even throw the interim tag on Hines or the interim tag on anyone else. Hines is the coach now. He is it. There's no interim tag on it. So I agree with you 100% sitting that the Nashville Predators for that move. Where are you going next?
Let's go to my call-up. How about that? You ready for the old call-up here?
The call-ups? Sit, call-up, start. Got it. You're going backwards.
I'm calling up the All-Star jerseys. I really like them. I thought they were cool. I like the white and then the dark gray, and then each jersey had the team's logos on it. I thought it was cool. I think it's the best jersey they've had in a few years.
It's the best jersey they've had in a few years, but it's like, yeah, I didn't, like, that's just... That's not a good thing. The jerseys haven't been good in years, and they're still not good. Like, they're just lazy. They're just lazy jerseys.
We're going to agree to disagree. I think they're nice. I think they're like a I'm a classic kind of guy. I don't like bright, huge colors on myself. Like, if I'm wearing a suit, it's going to be black or it's going to be navy blue. It's not going to be a crazy color. So I like that these are like a classic base color, the logo in the middle.
Did you like last year's jerseys?
It's very straightforward. And this is why we disagreed on a few other jerseys as well. I think the Predator jerseys, when they switched over to Adidas, you didn't like because they were basic.
Yeah.
I said I liked it because they're basic. I think we just have different styles.
So
I like the more basic look.
Did you like last year's All-Star Game jerseys? Because they were even more basic than these.
They're similar to these.
They're pretty much the same. There's stripes on it now.
Yeah, they're pretty similar. I think I like the stripes more.
I also like the stripes more. It's just I think they could do better. I mean, we have seen so many good All-Star Game jerseys in the league, and now and lately since Adidas taken over, you've gotten basically the same thing, a black and white scheme that's just like, eh. And I don't know. I mean, if you're calling it up, by all means, go for it. I'm not on board with those jerseys. Let us know if you guys are on board with those jerseys, though, because I'm not. Anthony, where are you going with your start?
Let's end it with the start here. I'm going to have to start Team Canada. We're at the World Junior Championship. They lost to Russia in the preliminary rounds. Didn't look good for them. You think they're going to get smashed again in the finals. They're down in the third period. They get a tying goal from their captain, Barrett Hayton, who we'll talk about a little bit more later.
Oh,
he was out with a shoulder injury. They wasn't sure if he was going to play. Game time decision. Ends up scoring a huge tying goal for them. It was an absolute snip
off the
post and in. And then Akil Thomas gets his first of the tournament to win it for him. Akil Thomas, for those who don't know, prospect for the LA Kings and plays for the Niagara Ice Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think about the ticky-tacky offsides call that should have been called but wasn't called but should have been called but wasn't called?
You know, those are just one little play. I'm not going to blame anything on one little play. I will say they definitely got helped out by the TSN cam.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, I mean, that's...
The TSN cam was player of the game.
Yeah, you the real MVP, TSN cam.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a good start. I'm still bummed that Team USA didn't even make it to the semifinals. They got knocked out by Finland.
My feelings are absolutely
hurt. It still hurts my feelings a lot, but nonetheless, congratulations to Team Canada for winning the World Junior Championship, winning gold. USA got it last year, so I'm not too upset.
USA didn't win gold last year. Finland did.
Did they? Oh, shit.
Capo Caco.
Oh, yeah, Capo Caco, oh, yeah.
Hockey buddy.
You know, speaking of the Rangers, I'm going to go into my start-sits call-ups here, and I am starting the man, Larry David, for his comments.
Seinfeld, Kirby Enthusiasm.
Thank you for the heads up. Thank you for the heads up. So Larry David went on the Michael Kay show the other day, and he was talking. Larry David, for those who don't know, he's a huge New York Ranger fan, and he went on the Michael Kay show, which
he's
is a local,
huge New York sports fan.
He is. He's a Mets fan too. He's a Ranger fan, Knicks fan. But Larry David goes on the Michael Kay show, which is a local sports show on New York Talk Radio, and he goes on there and says this:
why did he bench Kako in that third period after he scored first goal in?
Why do I love hearing him say?
First goal in 14 games and an assist. He benches him because he takes a bad penalty.
Right.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
But you got to learn when you take the bad penalties. You can't be out there in these one-goal games. Every game is important. I can't believe I'm breaking down hockey with Larry Dave.
But you think putting him on the bench is going to make him... You don't think he knows that he took a bad penalty? He knows. Benching him isn't going to do anything. They need another
goal. He's done a good job. I'm not going to question Quinn.
Now, a poor take by Don LaGreca, voice of the Rangers on the radio.
I wouldn't say, who was that?
That was Don LaGreca.
Who was defending Quinn?
He is the voice of the Rangers on for ESPN Radio.
He may have some obligations to defend Quinn, but 150% I agree with Larry
David. I like Don LaGreca. That one was not his best take.
I think he has some obligations to not be too hard on the staff and the coach.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. But I'm starting Larry David for basically going on the radio and saying what every New York Ranger fan has been dying to say for a while now. We've been talking about the Rangers. Pat, this is 3 weeks in a row that the New York Rangers have been featured in our start-sit call-up here. And this, I promise, will be the last one for... Maybe. Either way, the Rangers starting Larry David for his comments for going on the radio, calling the Rangers out. It needed to be done.
Great take by Larry David. And you know what? I liked Don LaGreca, but I don't think...
That was a bad take.
I don't think I appreciate the tone he took with Larry David.
I mean, it
was a little disrespectful, like Larry David doesn't understand what's actually happening, when in reality, Larry David's take on the situation, the Quinn situation, and Capocacco was way better than LaGreca's.
Yeah, no,
no matter what reason LaGreca's defending Quinn, you can't argue that Larry David, not a hockey reporter by any means, is way more in the right than someone who is supposed to be following the game and reporting on it.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely interesting, but
that's almost a sit for LaGreca for me.
I'm not sitting down LaGreca.
I didn't
hear
that beforehand. If I would have, I probably would have sat LaGreca.
Yeah, do your research, buddy. So I'm starting Larry David for his comments regarding the New York Rangers. I am sitting Jake Gardner, and this one may come as a surprise. He didn't really do anything in a game that was bad. He looked absolutely confused. During the latest storm surge after their victory, they're at center ice around the face-off circle, and they're about to do the sumo wrestle between James Reimer and Peter Mrazek. And Jake Gardner is doing the skull chant, and he looks absolutely confused. He's trying to time when he's going to clap. But he just looks absolutely lost in the during the celly, and the camera focuses in on him.
That happens about every third storm surge, where the entire team looks awkward. Half of them look confused, but for whatever reason, the fans absolutely love it.
Dude, they eat that up, man. It's great.
Yeah, they absolutely love it, and they've they've taken on that Bunch of Jerks moniker, so now it has even more meaning than it did at the beginning of last year.
Can they still call themselves a Bunch of Jerks after the Don Cherry incident?
Ooh, shots fired.
Ooh, too soon. Too soon.
Too soon.
So I'm sitting Jake Gardner for looking absolutely confused during the latest storm surge, and I'm calling up. I might have called this up last year. I don't remember, but I'm calling it up again if I did. I'm calling up All-Star Games or Skills Challenges for individual teams. The Buffalo Sabres did it. I saw the Edmonton Oilers do it.
The Senators do it too.
The Senators do it. These teams are doing they're coming out doing their own personal skills competition just for the fans at their arena, and it's so much fun.
That's really cool.
They're advertising it. Did you see Buffalo's All-Star game? Their skills competition.
Yeah, that's my boy Jimmy Vesey.
They had those sick jerseys on though.
Yeah,
were like Prince of Wales jerseys and stuff, dude. Yeah, they were so sick.
Yeah, the throwbacks.
It was so sick to see, and I want to see more of that. I want to see teams doing more things to the fans. Us as Ranger fans, the Rangers don't do that much for the fans. Like they're not very hip when it comes to like the things with they keep it classic. They don't go out of their way to do special things for their fans that often.
I will say they do have the Garden of Dreams Foundation, which is geared towards the less privileged. So they do a lot in the community.
They do a lot of charity things, and
so
that's
they do a lot. But it would be cool to see them.
Yeah,
well.
But like you see, like teams like Buffalo and Toronto does it, Edmonton does it. It's like they do these skills challenges. Obviously, I don't think they can do it in the Garden because the Garden costs too much to run. I don't think they're going to run it for just a skills competition.
Yeah, they totally would.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I feel like the Garden.
That's a non-factor.
And being on the schedule with the Knicks, it's hard to line everything up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, I want to see more teams doing their individual skills competitions because it is so much fun to watch for teams, for fans. Calling up that. So I'm starting Larry David going on Michael Kay's show, calling the Rangers out, sitting Jake Gardner for looking absolutely confused during the storm surge, and I'm calling up individual teams skills competitions. Now we are going to move on to Anthony Milani's setup of the week, but before we get into the setup of the week, I want to let everyone know, remind everyone to follow us on all social media platforms. That's at the Power Play Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're on social media, we're there. Go follow us. Let us know what you think of the show. Anthony, what you got for the setup of the week here, buddy?
This week, I'm bringing it back to the OHL. We haven't been there in a while.
Back in the O?
Jacob Ingham.
Ingham?
He plays for the Kitchener Rangers, and he has this nasty Bauer 2S setup.
Psst.
Full custom.
Psst.
What? Here it is. Everyone can see this awesome custom design right here. I like, you know, I also like the red stick. There's not enough colored
the
sticks.
The Mike Richter red stick?
Mike Richter had a blue stick.
Oh, he had a blue stick. That's
God. And we're done.
Anthony's stopping. We're done. Game over.
And we're done. No, but this is an absolutely nasty setup. I love it. The only thing I wish is that they're starting to come out with the ultrasonic setups in the NHL.
Yeah.
I wish that they would continue that through the
juniors and everything like that.
The junior ranks. It did in the world juniors.
Yeah,
I think it would be cool to see them do that in just junior hockey in general.
So side question here. What are your thoughts on the fact that he's number 68? That's a thing. He is number 68.
It's probably a number that was given to him, and he just kind of stuck with it. I think the first year Georgie played for us.
Well, I actually looked on this kid's Instagram because I actually saw this. He was number 30. He was like in the 30s for his last team.
Yeah, they probably just gave him the number. He probably number choice. That's what I'm saying. Like the first year Georgie played for us, I think he was like number 81 or something. Like something crazy.
Well, I know they do that in preseason where their numbers are like all messed up during preseason.
Yeah, it probably wasn't his choice.
So Anthony Milani set up of the week. There you have it, folks.
It's easier to do that when there's an image and I'm not like trying to explain every detail. I'm just like, here it is.
Here it is. It's right there. Let's it's perfect.
That's nice.
That's the power of YouTube. That is the power of the tube.
Indeed.
So that's Anthony Milani's setup of the week. Now we move on to a little bit of news and notes around the league. Are you ready for it, Anthony?
Yep. I'm going to hit you with a rapid fire. Let me get it here, boys.
Yeah.
It's on my phone.
Do you know where it is in our note section?
Yeah, I'm on it right here.
Okay, good.
All right,
here we
go. Do you got a sweet news drop for me? There it is.
And the sound's right. It's supposed to play while you talk, buddy. It's supposed to play while you talk.
I'm like, is it ever going to end?
No, it's not going to end.
Does it always play while I talk?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Every time.
Well, it's a little loud for me to talk over it.
It's a little faded. A little faded. Right now it's
better.
Perfect.
Now it's better. Now all right. So news and notes from around the league.
Now I'm going to have to restart it like 60 more times.
Whatever. Well, that's the thing. When you go on YouTube, you can't just cut stuff out. So it's
on
there forever.
It's on there forever.
So
if you're listening to it on iTunes, you probably got the cut version.
Let's get into this here. We got Igor Shesterkin for our New York Rangers. First NHL start and win on Tuesday night over a tough opponent, the Colorado Avalanche. In other news, Peter Laviolette's out in Nashville. They replaced him with John Hines, as reported earlier.
Should have thought that one through, buddy.
And there was, I didn't. It's fine. Ryan Lindgren will not face further discipline for his massive hit on Eunice Donskoy against the Colorado Avalanche. He had a hearing with the NHL player safety and, I guess, Peros and the boys. They went easy on him, but it was a pretty clean hit, so I don't see a problem with it.
Peros stroking his mustache.
Now, someone who didn't get off so easy, Nick Cousins, was fined the maximum amount with this new CBA for boarding on Mike Green on Tuesday night. Mike Green, defenseman for the Detroit Red Wings, he went in, and you know how you can get your stick right on top of the pants and pull him down?
Yeah.
He did that into the boards.
Oh!
It was a pretty nasty play. I think he could have got games for it.
Yeah.
But just fine. Maybe a first-time offender, just get the fine. Justin Williams, 38-year-old, signs a one-year deal worth $700,000 for the Carolina Hurricanes.
There are a lot of teams buying for him, too.
Yeah, he says he's going to start working out and get himself back into shape, and when he feels ready, he's going to insert him in the lineup. I know.
They said he had offers from, like, Toronto,
Boston. Yeah, the
Boston.
Bruins, too. Yeah. 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 Look at you looking up your news.
I already saw
man.
That, buddy.
Oh, man. Look at you.
Oh, I know. I'm all over it.
In other news, someone we just talked about, Barrett Hayton, called up by the Coyotes. The 19-year-old had 12 points in 7 games at the World Junior Championship, including the game-tying goal in the third period in the gold medal game against Russia, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Ooh, this is something you added here. Logan Couture is week-to-week with a fractured ankle. That really hurts a team that's already struggling.
Did you see the play?
Because Logan Couture, to me, should be the captain of that team. I think he's an awesome leader.
He is the captain of that team.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you got me.
Yes!
You got me. You got it.
Yes!
I'm done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did it. Yes.
I forgot he was captain of the team.
Wait, Anthony. That drop is perfect now.
You got me. Anyways, Logan Couture is the captain of that team. And they're going to miss him because they've already been struggling without one of their best players. I mean, Logan Couture is one of those guys who he plays better under pressure situations, too. Man, he's been awesome in the playoffs throughout the year.
He's
one of the most fun guys to watch in the playoffs.
Did you see the play? It was very awkward. It was against the St. Louis Blues. Logan Couture goes into the boards. I can't remember who he was going up against towards the boards, but he gets his leg just awkwardly crunched. His leg just sticks out. It just looks really awkward. He goes down. He's aching. He's screaming, agonizing in pain, and you just know something's up. At least it's not an ACL, I guess. That's a positive, and at least it's not like a season-ending injury or anything like that.
No.
So there's a bright side here, but it's definitely a big loss.
I mean, I don't know how bright the side is considering how bad the Sharks have been.
Yeah, no, well, that too, and I did see a report saying that he could be out potentially for six weeks.
They're not going to rush him. With the position they're in, they're not going to rush him back.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think.
Should have re-signed Joe Pavelski here, Sharks fans.
I think that's the major regret of the Sharks over the last season because he's been great for Dallas, not He hasn't been this prolific scorer, speedster, or anything like that, but he is a veteran in the locker room. He's getting the job done on the ice in the role he's playing. If you're a Sharks fan watching how well he's doing in Dallas, man, you got to be upset with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I talk about it to Sharks fans all the time. I'm like you kind of had – it was kind of down between Erik Karlsson and Joe Pavelski. That was your decision. You sign one, you can't sign the other. And they chose Erik Karlsson, and you, like you said, you look back now on it, and it's like, man, you probably shouldn't have done it. Not that Joe Pavelski's tearing it up in Dallas, but that's the leadership he's got. He's got such good leadership. You see Dallas doing a lot of come-from-behind victories. Players like that are part of are a big part of that reason.
Dallas continues to roll.
They do. They
I almost started them again this week.
Really?
They're at the top of my list for starting every week.
Really? Not Dallas. Like Colorado? Not like a Colorado or Washington or anything like
Dallas
that?
Dallas is my team, man. I'm telling you.
Are you riding Dallas
I'm
all the way?
I'm riding Dallas all the way.
Want to B-Dubs bet that Dallas wins the Stanley Cup?
No, I already bet you that the Flyers are going to win.
Oh, you bet me that the Flyers are going to... So wait a second. You're betting... Can we B-Dubs bet this? It's a Flyers-Dallas Stars Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I'll B-Dubs bet that. But hey, that's pretty specific. If I win, I get two B-Dubs bets. For getting both teams right.
Okay. Wait. Do I get two if I win?
No, no way. No. I'm taking the bigger risk here. I'm calling the two teams that are going to beat it.
All right.
And I'm calling it in January.
That's fair.
You go.
That's fair.
We'll see here, buddy.
I just did a drop of the B-Dubs bet thing. It looks great.
Do we have a B-Dubs bet drop?
I don't have a B-Dubs bet sound drop, but I do have a B-Dubs bet graphic that pops up.
Okay, cool.
Have you ever watched our show on YouTube?
I peruse it.
Oh, my God. I do all this work. You never do anything for me. Unbelievable. It's unacceptable. This is just the greatest episode of all time, though, because I was right at one point.
Yeah, you're right.
So that was news and notes from around the league. Now, Anthony, it is time. It is time for our All-Star Draft. And I don't know if you're prepared for this, but
I am. I didn't prepare for it, but I like my chances here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why not?
So let's get into it, folks. It is now time for our All-Star Game Draft. And I believe you have the first pick in this draft. Honestly, I'm just pulling that out of my ass. I don't know who has the first pick in this draft, but I think you won. You know what? I don't think you did win.
I didn't win. I voted for myself last time twice and lost, so I still lost.
Okay, so then I'm going to go first here. No, you know what? I don't know if I want to go first. This is a draft. So basically what we're doing here is we are drafting.
How many rounds are we doing, buddy?
Four.
Okay.
Four rounds because we need four players. So the rules of the draft, we have four picks. We're drafting our current NHL All-Star team based on this season, not all time, just this season. We're picking three skaters, one goaltender to fill out our All-Star team for this coming All-Star game. You can choose anyone. You don't have to choose anyone that was picked for the All-Star game, but you probably want to because they're All-Stars. So, oh, damn it, I didn't ask my daily question. Shit. I had a question of the day regarding the All-Star game.
Why
don't
you just ask it later instead of letting everyone know you messed up?
Because it's funny that I messed it up, but it's all right.
Could have just saved it for later.
No, it's supposed to be the quick question of the day. It's supposed to start the show off. I didn't do it last week.
You could have said, hey, we're going to end with a quick question of the day.
I'm sitting you.
You're very unorganized. I got here 30 minutes late, and you're still not ready.
I'm just not. Okay. All right. Let's get this show on the road here. So you have the first pick in the draft.
Connor McDavid.
I have the first pick in the draft. Connor McDavid.
You do have the first pick. I gave you the first pick.
Did he really?
Yes.
Okay, then that's an easy one. Connor McDavid.
All right.
You could take Connor McDavid. You had the first pick. No, you already said Connor McDavid,
though. We were both going to say Connor McDavid. I'm not going to hold that against
okay,
you.
Okay, my first selection is Connor McDavid. How can you not pick Connor McDavid as your first pick? He's been phenomenal this season. He's a human highlight reel.
Nate McKinnon, buddy.
Nathan McKinnon is your second, is your 101? Yeah,
my 102.
You're on the turn here, buddy.
I'll take Nate McKinnon and I'll go Austin Matthews.
Austin Matthews? You going Nate McKinnon and Austin Matthews? Okay, so if you're on Nathan McKinnon and Austin Matthews, I'm going to counter with, let's think about this here. You know what? I don't want to do Artemi Panarin. I want to do Artemi Panarin. Nope, I'm going John Carlson. John Carlson's going to be my next pick. And then I'm going with, let's see, is Darcy Kemper an All-Star? Is he an All-Star?
That was my pick.
Is it? Yeah, I'm going with Darcy Kemper in net. So I have John Carlson, Darcy Kemper, and Connor McDavid start my team off.
That's great.
Are you
that's great. I really wanted Darcy Kuemper. I don't know why you'd pick him so early. That doesn't make any sense.
Because you already have two forwards.
All right. Well, I'll go with the D-man here, Alex Pietrangelo.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
I know it is.
You got the All-Star game here, buddy?
No, I don't.
You don't have it up? Okay. You know what? I'm going. So you have can you go over your team one more time?
Nathan MacKinnon, Austin Matthews, and Alex Pietrangelo.
You went too fast.
Nathan MacKinnon, Austin Matthews, Alex Pietrangelo.
Okay, so I have Connor McDavid, John Carlson, and I have Darcy Kuemper, and I'm finishing it out with Alexander Ovechkin.
That's good.
He's not necessarily an all-star. He was an all-star. He was a captain, and he's sitting it out. So my team is Connor McDavid, Alexander Ovechkin, John Carlson, and Darcy Kuemper in net. So you have one last pick. It's your goaltender, right?
I gotta go goaltender. Who are the other goalies in the All-Star game?
Braden Holtby. Let's see here. We have Braden
Jordan Binnington. Let's go.
The hometown boy,
too. Let's go. Jordan Binnington.
Dude, you know how hyped St. Louis is going to be to see Ryan O'Reilly, Alex Pietrangelo, and Jordan Binnington out there?
Do you know how hyped they're going to be to watch Jordan Binnington go 10 for 10 against Justin Bieber?
Is that a thing?
It's going to happen.
That's an actual thing?
They set
it
up. It's going
to
happen.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome to see. It's going to be good to see for charity as well. So what's your team, Anthony? Go over one more time.
We got my team.
Yep.
Nathan MacKinnon.
It's popping up right here.
Nathan MacKinnon, Austin Matthews, Alex Pietrangelo, and Ben Nasty.
So you have two Blues players.
Jordan Binnington.
You have two Blues players. I have two Caps players. My team is Connor McDavid, John Carlson, Alexander Ovechkin, and Darcy Kuemper in the cage. That's my team. We're going to put this.
We both have pretty balanced lineups.
We do. We have very balanced lineups. It's going to be. Imagine that actually being a lineup. That'd be so sick. So what we're going to do now is we're going to post that on Twitter with a poll. You're going to let us know who won this draft. And let us know who you think who your team would be. You have three players and one goaltender. Let us know who you think should be in the All-Star on your All-Star team. Anthony, now I'm going to ask you my question. Are you aware
of, is this the quick question of the day?
This is my quick question of the day. It's regarding the All-Star game. Are you aware of the players that are up for the player vote for the All-Star game?
Some of them, not all of them, but
so
some of them.
Do you need time to look it up? Because I'm going to ask you what player that is up for vote deserves to be in the All-Star game the most. I have my answer. And if you need time, I'll let you do what you need to do to look that up. But I have my answer, and it's Cale Makar.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Because the Central is so stacked, and there's so many good players that you could have chosen. Nathan MacKinnon, obviously, is going to be at least your one player from Colorado. And with all the other talent going around and Cale Makar missing time, he just missed to be a guaranteed All-Star. But he can be voted on, and he has been absolutely dominant to start his career. His confidence, his poise on the ice is absolutely incredible to watch. They just played the Rangers the other night, and I was just seeing all these plays. He is so confident breaking out of his own zone. And not even just that. That's a pretty common thing for people to say if someone's good in their own zone, they're good at breaking it out. But this guy walks the blue line with poise. That is something that he's so young, and he came from a college hockey system. To be able to have that kind of confidence on the blue line is just incredible. So Cale Makar would be my guy that I would vote. If I had to pick one person to get into the All-Star game, it'd be him.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Cale Makar, I think both of us are in agreement that he's going to be Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Should be Rookie of the Year anyways.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who the fan votes are, but who's the odd man out in Arizona?
I'll look that up. What do you think of Mika Zibanejad? I thought you were going to go with Mika Zibanejad. What do you think of Mika Zibanejad being the guy?
Oh, Mika would be
a
great choice too, but I think there's a lot of other guys who are also deserving. I wouldn't be mad at any of them.
I actually forgot I had it pulled up for this situation. Clayton Keller
is
the list of people.
I'd love to see Clayton Keller or Mika Zibanejad. They're both young players who I don't think have ever been to an All-Star game. It would just be fun to get the young. We talk
Mitch
about this.
Marner's on this. Max Domi's on this list.
Man, those are honestly, I don't know if I could even pick one. Those are all great picks. I'm a huge fan of getting the younger guys in. Those are all great picks.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think Clayton Keller would be great.
If I had to go
well.
One, like, I'm sticking with Clayton Keller.
Yeah, I think that one's a great pick as well, because I think Clayton Keller has had a great season in Arizona. Not a big market, so he's probably not getting as much attention in the fan vote as you probably want. But I think that Cale Makar would be the number one. Clayton Keller would be a nice number two. So that would be our all-star draft. Anthony's team is what's your team one more time?
Remind the fans.
I like reminding fans this stuff.
Nathan McKinnon, Austin Matthews, Alex Petrangelo, and Ben Nasty, Jordan Bennington.
Ben Nasty.
Ben, that's his Twitter handle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really? That's unreal.
Yeah, I swear.
My team is Connor McDavid, Alexander Ovechkin. It is Darcy Kemper and John Carlson rounding out my team. You can vote at the Power Play Pod on Twitter. Whew, that was a good show, Anthony. It was a good show. What do you think of that show?
Fantastic, like buddy. That was fun.
What'd you learn today?
I learned that Logan Couture is the captain of the San Jose Sharks. What a world.
I learned that I'm the smartest man alive.
Oh, boy. Yep.
I'm the smartest man alive. I'm going to let that ride over. I'm going to let that carry on over to the next week. For Anthony, the backup, though, I am Vinny Malani. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Pod. I did it again. I said...
Did you say my name?
No, I didn't say your name. But every week, I did it last week where I said our names before I closed out the show. Like, the names are supposed to be the last thing I say. And I said it before everything again.
This episode has truly been a train wreck with you.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just so like flustered that I got something over you and I was right.
You don't get flustered over getting something right, do you? Do you?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Did I pick the wrong word?
You get flustered when you're having the wrong a hard word, time word with bank? Something. You know, if something's overwhelming, you'd say you're flustered.
I'm very happy that I got something right over you that I'm my brain is confuzzled.
Way to use your big boy words.
Okay, now I'll wrap the show up properly here. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all social media. That's at the Power Play Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We just hit 200 followers, so thank you guys so much for that. We're now back on the tube. We're back on YouTube. That's at the Power Play Podcast on YouTube. Smash that subscribe button. And every time we release a new video, which there's going to be a lot of bonus content coming up in the next few weeks, you will get it. You'll get the notification when it's released. So smash that subscribe button on YouTube. Don't forget to leave us a review on all podcasting platforms. Let us know what you think of the show. For Anthony the backup, though, I am the one and only Vinny Malani. Thank you guys for tuning into another episode of the podcast.
Let me just handle it. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Malani. This guy, this poor excuse for a human being, is my brother, Vinny Malani. He was right one time, and now he just can't handle anything else. He can't even speak anymore.
I can't even remember what I'm supposed to say.
Congratulations, bud. I'm real happy for you.
For Anthony, the backup, I am the one and only Vinny Malani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening or watching.
See ya.